This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine man is facing felony charges after police say he took a gun during a family argument and led officers on a chase. Investigators say 18-year-old Christian Rice grabbed a 9mm over the weekend and sped away, reaching 60 miles an hour. He's charged with fleeing police, reckless endangerment, and theft of a firearm. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is asking for help finding 16-year-old Autumn Gatsky. Deputies say she walked away from a caregiver's vehicle near Highways 142 and J at around 10:30 yesterday morning. She was last seen wearing a black shirt, black shorts, and sandals with pink straps. Kenosha County deputies are warning about a phone scam involving fake arrest warrants. The caller pretends to be Sergeant John Wilkie and demands money right away. Officials say they'll never ask for payment by gift card, crypto, or payment apps. Some leaders in Madison want the blockade near the Corey Ruiz shooting removed. They say the tents and protest site at the intersection has become unsafe and could lead to more problems. That area has been occupied since Ruiz was shot and killed July 22nd. Racine County may soon have more homes on the market. New single-family building permits are up nearly 60% in the first half of the year. Builders say demand is strong, but high costs and interest rates are still a challenge. And communities across Racine and Kenosha County are celebrating National Night Out events tonight. Racine has things going on at several locations, and Kenosha's main gathering is at Lincoln Park. Most get going at 5. Organizers say the goal is to bring neighbors and police together. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. The EF3 tornado that devastated parts of Appleton and Menasha last week was one of the largest our state has ever seen, according to local weather experts. The tornado was estimated to have winds up to 140 miles per hour and was more than a mile wide at one point. It's been more than four decades since we've seen a tornado that strong in the area. That was back in 1984 when an F4 touched down in the town of Butamore. The EF3 that hit Shawano through Langlade counties in 2007 had higher wind speeds but wasn't as big. In fact, forecasters say northeast Wisconsin doesn't have a recorded history of any tornado larger than what hit the valley last week. After searching throughout the weekend, the Door County Sheriff's Office says they found the bodies of two missing kayakers near Washington Island yesterday. 20-year-old David Thalman and 20-year-old Francesca Warwick, both from Illinois, were last seen Saturday evening. Authorities say the two were kayaking in the waters off Washington Island. They say neither was wearing a life jacket. Police from Washington Island and Gibraltar departments, as well as personnel from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, U.S. Coast Guard, and several local fire departments searched for the missing kayakers late into the night Saturday and all day on Sunday. Door County Sheriff's deputies took over the search when it transitioned to a recovery effort on Sunday. Recovery workers found the bodies in the water just before 11 a.m. on Monday. A plane crash in Dunn County left two people injured Sunday afternoon. According to officials with the Dunn County Sheriff's Office, the incident occurred shortly after 12 p.m. near Boundary Road in the town of Hay River. The pilot, a 36-year-old woman from South Dakota, and her passenger, a 51-year-old Marshfield man, were both taken to a local hospital. Investigators say the aircraft had just departed from the Boyceville Municipal Airport prior to the crash. The cause of the accident remains under investigation by authorities. A 37-year-old Menominee woman is facing charges of attempted first-degree intentional homicide and child abuse following an alleged attack on her 7-year-old son. Police say they first responded to a welfare check for Emily Spaulding on the night of July 20th, but were called back to the area 2 hours later after the boy fled the residence. Officers located the child at a nearby establishment with a head wound. He told police that Spaulding had tried to stab him and struck him with a hammer. Spaulding was taken into custody and has been moved to the Winnebago Mental Health Institute for a psychological evaluation. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for help with statewide surveys. Officials say volunteers are needed to assist with monitoring deer and game bird populations across the Badger State, known as Operation Deer Watch and Game Bird Survey. Data gathered during the survey helps scientists understand the reproductive status of those animals and make decisions on wildlife management. Participants would just need to submit sightings on a mobile app and don't need to register. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has taken their show on the road. Oral arguments have been scheduled for Chippewa Falls in October. Officials say the Justice on Wheels event will help people learn more about the court, the appellate process, and the role of the judicial branch. And the hearing will be open to the public. More information, including the case and seating details, will come out later. Wisconsin's capital city is one of the best places for first-time home buyers. A recent study from finance website WalletHub ranked 300 cities across the U.S. by looking at market attractiveness, affordability, and other factors. The survey placed Madison as the 18th best city in America for those buying a home for the first time. However, two other Wisconsin cities ranked ahead of Madison. Green Bay was ranked 13th, and Kenosha was 17th. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
Brewers and Pirates tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers will try again after losing last night 4-3 at home to the Pirates. Pittsburgh has now beat Milwaukee 6 out of 7 times so far this season. The Brewers making trades before the deadline to acquire 3 pitchers, Dustin May and Jojo Romero from the Cardinals, and reliever Antonio Zenzatella from the Rockies. GM Matt Arnold says the Brewers were in talks with several teams before the deadline.
We were in on a lot of things. I think we did what we can to help the team, and you're in on a lot of stuff. There's certainly some things where you come up short and you just got to pick yourself up and dust yourself off and try to do what you can to get the next thing. And ultimately, I think we were able to accomplish a lot over the last 48 hours to get some stuff done to really help the team.
Pat Murphy says they needed the pitchers.
We've been riddled with injuries, obviously, to lose Priester and Woodruff out of your rotation. And now you're going with 5 rookies, basically.
NFL, the Packers now practicing in pads. Running back Marshawn Lloyd has been very impressive with his speed. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and thundershowers, 66. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.